You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
You're listening to The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update, brought to you by Packernet.com, powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy, and I am your host, J.J. Leahy. Well, breaking news, the Green Bay Packers just signed first-round quarterback Jordan Love to his rookie contract. Love's four-year contract is fully guaranteed. He's going to receive $12,383,470. Along with a $6.5 million signing bonus. No shockers here, but this is the first time that the number 26 pick has received a fully guaranteed deal under the current rookie contract system, as reported by NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. They also signed their second-round pick, running back A.J. Dillon. His contract is worth $5.2 million, and he received a $1.4 million signing bonus. The team also announced that this year, for training camp, they will not be heading to St. Norbert College, where they usually go. We've been waiting to see what their training camp plans would be in light of COVID-19. Yesterday, I reported that head coach Matt LaFleur still didn't know what the official plans were going to be. Well, they're staying at Lambeau Field this year. The team will spend their entire training camp there, including practice, meals, and meetings. We'll have to see how this affects the access of journalists. We could potentially have much less news out of training camp than usual. The Packers have used St. Norbert College for their training camp every year since 1958, but NFL protocols have moved the team to maximize the use of their own facilities this year to mitigate exposure to the pandemic. There is already expected to be a shortened preseason. We probably will not get all four games. Not a huge deal. Most people don't watch them. However, the preseason games are probably the only chance we'll have to see Jordan Love running the Green Bay Packers offense, at least in 2020. Aaron Rodgers is certainly still the starter this year, and as of right now, the team is expected to retain Tim Boyle as the number one backup. That could change. Running back A.J. Dillon, on the other hand, is probably going to be a big part of the offense. You probably have heard him described as a goal line back, one who will be used in short yardage situations, but this is really a poor summary of his skills. He's built much like Derrick Henry, and there's no doubt that the reason Matt LaFleur wanted to draft him was to give the team the ability to pound the rock all game long. Aaron Jones is still going to work his magic, and as of right now, Jamal Williams is still on the team. But if he does well in training camp and preseason, it might be a fair expectation to see Dillon lead the team in carries. You gotta remember, Aaron Jones is extremely talented and has a unique skill set, but he's just not built for 30 carries a game. This year, you can probably expect Aaron Jones to be utilized much the same way he was last year, and no doubt he will make a ton of use out of the snaps he's given. He's quick, decisive, and has a nose for the end zone. He and Jamal Williams are both excellent receiving backs. But the success of Matt LaFleur's system is going to depend on being able to run the ball all day long. Now, that doesn't mean they're taking the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, but LaFleur really wants opposing defenses to fear the run and take pressure from the defense off of the passing game. Anyone who's frustrated by this change would do well to remember the exasperating years of watching the weight of the entire team rest squarely on Rodgers' shoulders. Many people were frustrated that the Packers did not draft a wide receiver this year. However, they did get the offense quite a bit of help. Forget the Jordan Love pick for a minute. That is, of course, a long play for the future. A.J. Dillon is a beast. He's 6 foot tall and weighs 247 pounds. Did you enjoy watching Derrick Henry run all over the New England Patriots and Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs this year? Was it frustrating watching the 49ers' devastating run game humiliate the Packers in the championship game? Well, that's what LaFleur is trying to replicate. Don't forget, the Titans are running Matt LaFleur's system. He was the offensive coordinator who installed that scheme. He's also close friends with Kyle Shanahan. They work together in Washington and Atlanta. The two coaches are running the same offense. Here's the difference. Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers, not Jimmy Garoppolo. We already know, when it comes down to it and chips are down, Aaron Rodgers can lead the team to victory. There's not even a comparison to be made with Jimmy Garoppolo. The Packers also drafted Josiah DeGuara in the third round. Now, you probably didn't know who he was either, but he came from the same program that produced Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, arguably one of the NFL's best tight ends. And LaFleur is probably going to use him in an H-back role. We've seen him use Jace Sternberger and Mercedes Lewis, both tight ends, lined up at fullback. Now that he's got DeGuara, Jace Sternberger is probably going to be lined up as a receiving tight end more often than not, filling Jimmy Graham's place. Don't forget, Equanimeous St. Brown is returning from injury. He did miss the entire year last year. He's probably going to line up in the slot this year, which will hopefully free up Davante Adams to play outside more often. And it won't just be the Davante show. The Packers did sign Devin Funchess to replace Geronimo Allison, and he is an upgrade. Allison was supposed to be our number two last year, although I didn't like the idea. And although they are very similar players, Funchess is better than Allison. Did we get Jalen Reagor? No. But the Packers' offense, including their receivers, did get better this offseason. As the run game gets better, and opposing defenses have to focus more attention on trying to stop the run, expect Aaron Rodgers' numbers to get a lot better this year. Heck, it worked with Kirk Cousins and the Vikings last year, who leaned heavily on play-action passes, built off the run game. Tune in tomorrow to hear Davante Adams weigh in on the offense and his 2019 season. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the PackerNet podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com. And follow the PackerNet podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your daily Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.